Good evening, class. Welcome to our makeup session in human behavioral science. Tonight's session is an in-depth analysis of the nature and origins of fear. And may I say, it is especially good to see you here with us, Mr. Bromley, as your attendance in my American literature class has been sporadic at best. We'll see if we can't make this course a bit more intriguing. Now, Webster's defines fear as the feeling of anxiety and agitation caused by the presence of danger, evil, pain, and so on. It's also known that fear can be brought on by exposure to certain stimuli. For instance, rats. Interesting. The subject shows discomfort and annoyance, but not fear. Of course, it could be that Mr. Bromley feels too close a kinship with the rodents to be effective. Well, never mind. We'll find what makes Mr. Bromley's flesh crawl. After all, everyone's afraid of something. Even me. You see, even a criminal genius such as myself is not immune to the ravages of time. And after my last sojourn, I asked myself, when am I too old or infirm to engage the Batman in our periodic test of wills? What then? I had been a teacher once, and often toyed with the idea of returning to the peaceful life of a quiet academician. So after writing a new set of release papers, I set out to make that dream happen. Naturally, it was child's play for one of my intellect to forge the documents necessary to secure a position at this small upstate college. And thus, I began a new life as Irving Diedrich, English professor. On the whole, my pupils were a dreary lot, a depressingly typical assortment of brain-dead quarterbacks and preening co-eds. And yet, there was one exception. Molly Randall. A brilliant child, intelligent and charming, the kind of student a teacher comes across only once in a lifetime. I was Molly's counselor and found myself constantly amazed at her passion for knowledge. We spent many pleasant hours discussing art, philosophy, music, poetry, and so many other things I had banished from my thoughts for so long. A remarkable girl, Mr. Bromley. Did you know Molly loved Bach and trained herself to play all his piano pieces at age 9? But you wouldn't know that, would you? You didn't want to know the real Molly Randall. To you, she was just another pretty face, another evening's amusements. Impressive. Bromley. Some of the bravest men shriek like babies at the sight of spiders. But I see that fear in your eyes yet. Just like I saw it in Molly's when she came to me tonight after your date. Quite honestly, I don't know why a smart, sensitive girl like Molly would have gone out with an ape like you. Kindness to dumb animals, I suppose. For only an animal would have done what you did to her. Did you enjoy it, Bromley? That rush of adrenaline when she tried to push you away? The feeling of power when you hit her? That delicious taste of fear? As long as we're talking about tasting, let's see how you react to leeches. Eureka! That's what makes a teacher's life so rewarding. The thrill of discovery with his pupils. You're scared, Mr. Bromley. Just like Molly was when she came crying to me. Of course, I did get a hint of your anxiety earlier when I waylaid you outside your frat house. But this... You've exceeded my wildest expectations, Mr. Bromley. You've learned how it feels to be a helpless victim. Well done, sir. You pass with flying colors. And now for your commencement.